punching, teasing, pushing, and laughing about you. As you can probably tell, those are some very nasty things a person can do to you. Well, unfortunately, those are examples of bullying and racism, one of the most common things people do to each other. But don't get me wrong, just because other people are doing it doesn't mean that you should. Normally people bully and be racist to each other because they want to prove you wrong when you say or think that you are a bright, confident, smart student. Or if not in that case, it might be because they're sad, jealous, or being bullied or racist by someone else. But first, what is racism and bullying? Well, racism means that you are the target to abuse or harassment because of the color of your skin or even what you believe in. Next, what is bullying? Well, there are many types of bullying, such as physical, emotional, and mental. First of all, physical bullying. Physical bullying is when the bully physically hurts the victim by touching, punching, pinching them, mainly anything physical. Secondly, emotional bullying. Emotional bullying is whenever the bully hurts the victim's feeling by saying nasty things about them. And last but not least, mental bullying. Mental bullying is whenever the bully changes the way the victim thinks or convinces them that they are bad or even hopeless at some things. Also, if you're wondering, I believe that racism is usually done because one person wants to say that you don't fit in because A, you look different, B, you speak with an accent, or C, you're not their friend and they want to exclude you. Now, what about if you see someone get bullied? Then you're the bystander. Hopefully, you're the good sort of bystander that helps out the victim. Don't ever be afraid to stand up to a bully. But now we've struck all the bad things. What about how you can deal with a bully or a person being racist to you? To start with, always remember that people bully and be racist are always doing it for a reason. Secondly, stay calm and strong and don't show the bully that you are weak. Show them that you are confident. And last but not least, tell a teacher or a responsible adult to deal with the person being racist to you or the bully. Stand up to a person bullying you or a person being racist to you and imagine what the world could be like without bullying and racism.